Well, I started playing football mainly because my dad was a coach and absolutely loved football, and was born in Victoria, so I guess it's in my blood. So he was a coach at Yeronga Football Club when we moved over to Queensland when I was 5, and he was obviously always going to training with the boys, and eventually I used to always come and tag along with him, and I just started kicking with dad. And one time I was approached and said, "Hey, we're starting up a new girls league. Did you want to play?" And I've done that ever since.
Were you a Brisbane Lions fan growing up?
I wasn't actually, because I was born in Victoria. I'm actually was born into to be a St Kilda fan, but obviously now playing for the Brisbane Lions, my heart definitely lies with the Lions, and I definitely have an allegiance with them from now on.
And who were your AFL heroes growing up?
Growing up, I've definitely always loved Nick Riewoldt, just because obviously being a St Kilda fan, he's just a legend of the game and a true leader. Even Gary Ablett, I've always loved him and the way he goes about his business. He's such a strong performer on the field and leads on the field, and that's something that I've always wanted to do. So definitely those two players, I think.
For our generation growing up, a lot of us get pushed towards netball and softball, and girls' football hasn't always been taken seriously. Growing up, did you experience any sort of those barriers that I guess the boys don't have to deal with?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I started off playing netball before I played football, and obviously that's a female-dominated sport, and a lot of girls do play that. So, and a lot of people were confused when I sort of said, "Oh, I'm going to choose AFL instead of netball," because at the age of sort of 14, I had to make a choice because it was getting a bit too much to play both. But it's great that now there is that pathway for girls to be able to play football, which obviously we didn't really have that before, and girls used to have to drop out and then maybe return to the sport in a couple of years. So now that we have that pathway, it's great, and girls in the future now can always know that there is a future for them, and they can play football all the way from whenever they started, age 5 in Auskick, all the way to women's.
What was your reaction when you signed with the Brisbane Lions?
It was just pure elation, really. It's just been so many years of hard work, and it's finally, really paid off. I was just so happy, excited, all of the generic words that everyone uses, but basically I was just really proud of myself that, 10 years of football, 10 years of sacrifices with working and uni, and people say, "Oh, like, why do you make all these sacrifices for footy when, you're just playing for fun, basically?" Because, obviously it wasn't a professional sport then, and it's all just paid off now. And, yeah, it just makes me so happy to be in this position we are in, because it is the sport that we love. And, yeah, it's all paid off.
And how do you balance playing football with working part-time and with your studies as well?
It is quite difficult just at the moment because, yeah, working part-time, obviously it's draining going to work each day, and then obviously afterwards going straight to training, and then training till about 8:30 at night, doing recovery till about 9 o'clock, 9:30, and then going home, cooking dinner. So you end up not getting to bed till about 10:30, 11 each night, and then you wake up and go to work in the morning. So it is a challenge physically, but obviously it's what we love, and we're so happy to be in the position we are in. So it is all worth it, but it certainly is challenging at times, and a few coffees are needed in the morning, that's for sure.
What position do you play, and how would you describe the way that you play football to someone who had never seen you play before?
I usually play in the midfield or off the half back line, and I would say I play quite a running style of football. So I love to get the ball and run and carry, or give the ball and get it back with the handball. I also love to sort of play on, to take the game on, to take risks. So I would say, yeah, I'm a bit of a run and carry type player.
Have you thought about what you would like to achieve as a player this season? And yeah, what are some of your goals on the field for the season?
My own personal goals would obviously just to be a key contributor each week. Obviously, yeah, you want to play well, but I just really want to play my position and my role well for the team. I think obviously for us, what we want is team success. So hopefully if everyone's just playing their roles and doing what they need to do, then we can have the ultimate success and hopefully win the first ever AFLW Premiership. That's the main goal.
How do you think the Lions will go this year, and who will be your toughest opposition?
I confidently think that we will go really well. We are quite underrated being a non-traditional football state, but we have some, we're really well grounded in our team. We've got really strong forwards, a really well-rounded back line, and our midfield has a lot of depth as well. So I do think we'll go really well, and I think another team to watch would be the Western Bulldogs, just because they have quite a strong midfield as well in Emma Carney, Ellie Blackburn, people like that. But other than that, I think, yeah, we're looking great and definitely confident in our ability to go all the way this year.